actor training equals investment dividends.
It goes without saying that investing in your acting by taking acting classes is a very smart strategy. It keeps you sharp and committed to your goals in a very rewarding way. There is an assumption, though, about classes that need to be addressed. When you sign up for an acting, a scene study, or an on-camera class, you might want to consider the implications. You could actually lose credibility and diminish your opportunities in a very significant way. We'll figure this out, but let's explore the investment dividends and the potential losses when you invest in your acting training in this episode of Casting Actors Cast.
It's time for another episode of Casting Actors Cast. Each week, we show you how to advance your talent and your career with practical tips, advice, and positivity. Here he is, your host, Jeffrey Dreisbach.
Well, hello and welcome to today's episode of Casting Actors Cast. I'm Jeffrey Dreisbach. I'm a casting director in New York with McCorkle Casting. I started as an actor and became a casting director 12 and a half years ago, and I'm having an incredibly good time, and I want to welcome you for joining us. If this is your first time on Casting Actors Cast, welcome. I'm so glad that you are here. If you're a longtime listener, gosh, it's so great to have you back. Hey, listen, here's my shout out to Actors Connection. If you haven't checked out actorsconnection.com/New York, you might be missing out on some really amazing opportunities that are out there. Classes, webinars, seminars, really excellent training with professionals currently working in the industry. Boy, there's nothing better. And all of their classes are now online. So I suggest you go to actorsconnection.com/New York, and a shout out to my friends Tony and Colleen. So let's get back to the subject at hand. I really want to talk to you about what it is to be taking classes. And this idea came out of I guess several weeks now that I've been doing occasional teaching when I have a chance. I can tell you honestly, though, that we are really busy at McCorkle Casting. We're working on 7 feature films, as well as a 4-part miniseries with an $85 million budget. So it has been crazy, as well as theater starting to start up now. But when I have a chance to teach, because I just love teaching so much, this subject came up because I was having some experiences with some of the students that really, and I hope I am not offending anybody, I'm not going to use any names or anything like that, but I was kind of confused because I thought, why are these specific folks taking this class? It's almost like they're not ready for the subject that I'm trying to train with. It's almost as if they wanted to take the class perhaps to meet me, although I'm not quite sure why, but maybe they think that it's going to be an entree into the profession somehow. I don't know. But it was also surprising to me because they just weren't at a level that I felt could be really useful for them. Again, I'm not trying to be disparaging in any way, but you know that professional classes are offered in all kinds of shapes and sizes and subjects. So I guess what I'm addressing is where you are and what your experience might be. Because if you're getting to be close to graduating from your college or your conservatory or your graduate school program, knowing what areas to pursue after school is over should dictate the next classes you need to take. I know, that sounds harsh in a way, doesn't it? I know if you were anything like me when I got my BFA degree, I was not ready for more classes. I was thinking to myself, self, you are ready for the profession. You've been in training, you've gotten your Bachelor of Fine Arts degree, you are now ready for the profession. Well, you know what? It was kind of a rude awakening, and it took me a little while to understand that taking classes as an actor is part of the job description of being an actor, I promise you. So classes should definitely be part of your entire list of things to do. And how to figure that out, like what classes you need to take and those sort of things, we're going to be talking about that today. But also, I know that there are some students were taking classes with the wrong purpose in mind. So areas that you might need to develop, for example, or specific training in a specific skill set is really the first and best place for you to start. For example, if you've gotten a bachelor's of fine arts degree from a university and you're going to be graduating, but maybe you didn't have as much film and television training. Well, you know what? That might be a really cool first class that you need to consider taking after graduation. Whether it's in the summer or whether you're going to be moving to another city or even in your own hometown, there's got to be some additional training that you can get for feeling more comfortable and more confident in on-camera work. Now, the other thing that I'm seeing and I've experienced firsthand, as I mentioned, but also I see actors thinking this way, is that they seek professional training with industry professionals, hoping to get more direct access to employment. Now, just because a casting director might be teaching a class, the assumption is, well, if I take a class, then that means that they might like me and they might hire me. Well, guess what? This is often a very risky choice. If you are not ready for the material that's being presented, or you simply don't have enough experience that's required to do well in this class. I hope that makes sense. Here are some examples of jumping in without being ready for the class. So see if these apply to you and see if the suggestions I'm making in this patio, this podcast video, can be of help as you assess where you need to be and where you are in your career. One is advanced classes that you decide to take when you are just getting started. You know, the mistake is kind of obvious, but many times you think to yourself, and you know, I'm guilty of this as well. Well, you know, I've had this much training and I've had this much experience, so I should be ready for the advanced classes. You know what? You're not going to be ready for the advanced classes unless you know exactly what's taking place in that class. Just deciding that an advanced class is going to make you advanced is kind of faulty thinking, in my opinion. So really do your investigations when you are looking at the kinds of classes where you have a need, where you want to get an additional skill set. Because you know what? An intermediate class or even a beginning class, even if you've had some experience, might be mentally and emotionally more helpful to you than jumping into an advanced class when you are not really ready. Another kind of issue that I see people jumping in is they take specialty classes with zero previous experience. For example, it's not even an advanced class, but if you've had no on-camera experience, taking an on-camera professional class might be a little bit overwhelming. It might just push you in a direction of feeling like you are not coping well with this situation. Another example might be a Shakespeare class. You feel, gosh, I love Shakespeare. I haven't had as much experience in Shakespeare, so I'm going to be taking a Shakespeare class. If you've had no previous experience in any Shakespeare, then jumping into a professional Shakespeare scene study class or a professional Shakespeare language class, whatever, you're going to feel overwhelmed. And you know what? That can do more harm than good, especially if you're working with other actors and perhaps a professional instructor. So it's important that you need to be very, very careful with that. Also, I've seen actors who say, well, I'm just going to take a stage combat class. Really not embracing or realizing what is entailed when you're taking those kinds of classes. You've got to be physically fit. You've got to be mentally prepared. Something to think about. Here's another fallacy that I need to bring up here. And I think many actors have this thought process that say it's just a way to meet other professionals. If I can meet a professional in the business, I have an additional professional connection. Well, you know what? That may or may not be the case. Just because you put your money down taking a class with a professional does not necessarily give you that additional access to that professional. It might, But I think the fallacy is in thinking that all you have to do is simply take the class and now you're going to have a relationship with this professional. You know what? Casting professionals, agents, managers, people in the business, directors, producers, if they're successful, they're very busy people. So be really careful about making that assumption that a relationship is going to be formed simply by virtue of the fact you're taking a class. Now, when making a right decision about the right classes for you, I think it's important that you consider the following. So hopefully you're going to find these helpful to you as you start thinking about what might be the next best step for you in terms of classes. One is to make an honest assessment of your needs, of what areas that you would like to improve. You don't have to be an expert, but if you've had a little bit of experience and think, you know what, I want to get a little more comfortable or a little more confident, I need a little bit more training, then that's an appropriate assessment about where you see yourself and where you would like to be. So those kinds of goal settings are really, really, I think, important. Number two, decide, using your research, the best course of action for you. Now, that means that you need to investigate those classes that are out there. You need to get feedback. You need to find out more information about the instructor. But do your research, because some classes are going to be very nurturing, very supportive of somebody who has had little to no experience. And then, honestly, there are some professional classes that are just, you know, hit the ground running type classes that are really challenging. And so if you do the right amount of research, you'll have a great understanding about what those classes are going to be for you. Number three, fully understand your motives. Are you taking the class just for your own craft, your own self-improvement, just for your own sense of confidence? That's great. Or are your motives geared around career advancement? There's a sticky wicket, as they say there. Not that meeting and working with a professional in a scene study class isn't useful. No, by all means, you could make a really good impression and it could really be a very rewarding experience for you. But there are those expectations that just cannot be guaranteed you. So checking your motives and really understanding that the best thing that's going to happen in this particular class is going to be that I get more comfortable, I get more confident, I get better skills, I feel more ready for more professional opportunities. So that, I think, has stronger and more healthy implications. Number four, I want you to do your research. I mentioned this a little bit earlier, but there's a difference between a class and a workshop or an intensive. So a class might be a longer series of working with that one instructor over a period of time. It could be a scene study class where you meet a designated number of times over 2, 3, 4 months, whatever it is. And that way you develop and grow, and it really is kind of a comprehensive, longer-term experience. A workshop or an intensive might just be 2, 3, or 4 sessions with that person who's teaching the class. So it might be very, very short. Usually those workshops or intensive are very specifically oriented towards those areas of, ooh, I was going to say specificity. Ooh, good word. How did I do that? It really is just about being very specific about a skill set or something that is really helpful for you to address. It might be an on-camera audition class. So the technique of auditioning on camera over 3 or 4 sessions with a casting director, you know, that can be really useful if you're ready for it and if you feel like this is the next right best thing for you. So knowing that there is a difference between a class and a workshop and an intensive is why I'm bringing this up. Now, there are some important things to share with you about when you do make a commitment to a class or a workshop. First of all, you should make sure that you are prepared. And I'm not just talking about prepared to take the class, but I think that there are some mistakes that are made. And so we're going to talk about mistakes that are made and ways to correct them. One, time commitment is a burden for a lot of actors. If you sign up for a class and you cannot really clear your schedule for the class or for the class preparation that is required, that is not going to be a useful class for you. Just signing up for a class and saying, I'm going to go to as many as I can, and then something happens. You know, making a commitment to a class is really, really important, obviously for your benefit, but also for that relationship you might be developing with an instructor. You don't necessarily want to kind of approach a class with a new instructor that you're just meeting and working with and not feel really ready for what is about to take place. But the time commitment being a burden for some actors is something to really, you know, suss out. Really do check yourself out and say, gosh, if I'm going to make this class, I'm going to make a commitment to this class. Here's another common mistake: not researching the teacher. If you don't know who the instructor is, if you haven't done a good background search on the instructor, you're denying yourself a lot of very valuable information about that class and about who you're actually working with. It's not meant to sort of intimidate you or do any of that, but it's just giving you a sense of who they are, what they are teaching, and the way in which they teach. So you need to do your research on the teacher. And also, I would suggest seeking any recommendations from actors who have taken those classes. Reading reviews, finding out from other actors if they know anything about that particular class or whatever. You know, that's really helpful and that's really useful. You know, knowledge is power. And so if you do yourself the favor of doing the research, you're going to be so happy because you're going to be more prepared and you're going to be ready to make the work commitment in that particular class. Now, here's the last one I want to talk to you about. And this is not easy to talk about, I have to say, because it sounds kind of, I'm not going to even worry about how it sounds. I'm just going to share it with you. But lack of preparation, that's a biggie. I see this happening all the time. Please know that if you are given some scenes in advance before your first class to do in your first class, you must always do your very, very best work. Now, that whole thing about should I memorize, should I not memorize? Professionally speaking, I never make it a rule that you have to have your scenes memorized in an audition. Sometimes I believe that it's an undue burden on the actor because I would much rather see you invest in the choices that you're making in the audition rather than your memory skills. I've also seen actors who've worked so hard at memorizing that they've denied themselves some really interesting choices in the audition. So I am not sure that there is a one-size-fits-all rule to whether you should memorize a scene or not. However, having said that, when it comes to classes, I believe that every class should be thought of as an audition. I think you should be as prepared in every class that you can, as much as you would any audition. Because we're talking professional training. It is not, and I repeat, not the same as the classroom experience you've been conditioned to. You know what I'm talking about. In the classroom, it's a safe environment. You're allowed to make mistakes. You're processing. You're working through. You're developing. You're growing. If you're taking a professional class, you need to bring your A game every time. You need to apply yourself in every way to the training. Because guess what? When you do that, you're going to now provide the best dividends for your investment dollar. The instructor is going to be appreciative of the care and the time you took to putting that material together. Giving it your absolute best effort is a statement about who you are as a professional. And not only are you making a good professional impression, but the instructor is going to be fond of you in a personal way. This business is driven by interesting personalities. And your demonstration of how you are going to be as a professional and as a human being makes the kind of impact that is going to benefit you. And that's what I mean by those dividends. The losses happen when the lack of preparation, because you're saying, oh, I paid for it, it's a class, I'm just here to learn. That might all be true. But that does not necessarily put you in the best position for growth or for professional impact. Does that make sense? I hope this podcast has been helpful or useful to you. Let me know. What did you learn today? What have you learned from this patio, this podcast video? Please don't forget to like and to share. Please feel free to leave a review, especially on Apple, iTunes. It would be so helpful. And listen, I've had a great time talking to you about this, and I'll see you next time on Casting Actors Cast.
Thank you for joining Casting Actors Cast. Please don't forget to review, like, and share Casting Actors Cast wherever you get your patios, podcast videos. Thanks. I'm Megan Grace Martinez.